This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, November 20th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Alliance Defending Freedom is supporting the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the University of Colorado in Colorado Springs over religious liberty. Unbelievably, the university is requiring that Christian clubs allow atheists and non-Christians to lead their Bible studies on campus. The suit points out that, quote, non-religious groups are allowed to select members who support their purposes, end quote, but the same privileges are not allowed to Christian groups on campus. Pray for these college ministries who are commissioned to cast down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, 4-5. A leading wedding magazine in Australia, published by a Christian couple, is closing down. This comes after advertisers pulled support of the magazine upon the editor's refusal to acknowledge weddings between people living in unnatural affections, men with men and women with women, reports ABC News. Luke and Carla Burrell have published White Magazine for 12 years, according to a farewell message published on their website over the weekend. The couple acknowledged they were Christians in the statement, and that a quote-unquote campaign was launched against the magazine after the plebiscite vote last year that approved of what Australians call quote-unquote same-sex marriage. Over the weekend, the UK Foreign Office has come under considerable attack from international media for its refusal to provide asylum to Asia Bibi, the Christian mother of five who has been persecuted for her faith in Muslim-majority Pakistan for the past decade, reports The Guardian. The UK Telegraph called the action quote-unquote unchristian, and Fox News commented that the British policy is being, quote, dictated by the mob, end quote. President Trump has announced his support for a prison reform bill backed by American evangelical leaders, reports the Christian Post. The bill reduces prison sentences for nonviolent drug offenders and promises to provide better work opportunities for prisoners who are attempting to work their way back into society. There is nothing in the bill, however, that would provide biblically required compensation for the victims of crimes. Exodus 22 does not mention prisons, but we do read that if a man steals an ox or a sheep and slaughters or sells it, he shall restore 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. The incarceration rate in the United States has increased 7-fold since the 1970s, making for the largest prison system in the world by percentage of citizens in prison. The average taxpaying family is charged about $1,000 each year to cover the $80 billion costs to support criminals in prisons. A Colorado husband and father who murdered his family received 5 life sentences for his crime, handed down yesterday at the Weld County Court, reports CNN. Chris Watts also received an additional 48 years for the murder of his unborn child. Watts's father-in-law, Frank Rzuzek Sr., spoke at the trial. He said that he hoped that God would have mercy on the murderer, while at the same time he hoped that his earthly judge would not show any mercy. God's law is clear that the civil magistrate does not wield the sword in vain. Genesis 9, verse 6 says, "He that sheds man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." Galatians 6, 7 declares, "Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap." Finally, some 40 years after the fact, 2 of the leaders in the Pol Pot genocide in Cambodia have been sentenced to life in prison for their crimes, reports the Washington Post. Nguyen Chia is 92 years old, and Kia Sampan is 87 years old, so they won't spend too much time in prison before they are advanced to the highest jurisdiction in the Lord's final judgment. Roughly 1.7 million citizens, or about 20% of Cambodia's population, was wiped out in the Pol Pot killing fields between 1975 and 1979. The push to homosexualize 4-H clubs around America has been shut down, largely by pressure from the Trump administration, reports WTVA-TV. CNN reports that the original push to encourage homosexuality in the 4-H clubs came from state sources. A Department of Agriculture spokesman told the news organization that the document posted on several state 4-H club websites, quote, did not set national 4-H policy and should never have been disseminated, end quote. 4-H is one of the few national children's programs that has not been homosexualized in America. And finally, on this day in Christian history, 1839, the intrepid missionary to the South Seas, John Williams, was martyred on the island of Eromanga. He was the first Christian missionary to Samoa, and even built his own ship in order that he might reach the islanders with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, November 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.